Labs, Part 1. What is the chain?
Oh Mann. Normal können die das. Finden die das auch. Normal finden die das dann automatisch.
Und die Anzeigen wollen erstmal aufgehen, von wegen, dass er den Anzeigen
nee. Okay. Ja, das. Ja, das ist immer ein bisschen zickig. Damn! Damn it! Scheiße!
Vielleicht nochmal überlegen, ich möchte mal kurz nochmal rückfährst, ohne Zimmer, und ich dann genau die Fahrtwissert ansprechen. Kann ich vielleicht anfangen. Ich werde vielleicht mal einmal abstufen einmal, wieder aufstecken und mal wissen lassen. Vielleicht noch aus dem Atem mal ein DLT-Signal. Wenn ich die DLT aktiviere, was hast du sagen?
Normal. Das kann man danach suchen und er findet es dann und schaltet es dann automatisch. Oh Mann, das geht's doch gar nicht. Dreh durch. Naja, dann werden halt die Leute. Das war doch gerade nicht.
Die Anzeige ist ein PDF, also eine Richtung, ne?
PowerPoint, ja.
Dann werden wir nicht brauchen, dass man das schade. Dann kann man PowerPoint laden und. Hier, sorry. Nochmal neu starten.
We are sorry for this. We have slight technical problems in getting the twin view to work on both the notebook and the Beamer. We'll take a few more minutes, I hope, only. It's Windows, you know.
Nee, der Windows spiegelt den ja. Aber der zickt da immer rum. Ja. Ist das schon an? Ja. Ja? Ja, genau. Ich mal reinklicken? Ach nicht. Das ist alles so Voodoo. Ich klicke es einfach mal rein. Vorhin ging es doch. Ah. habe ich doch vorhin auch. Also, sehr gut. So, jetzt warte ich erstmal wieder komplett aufgehört. So, lieber Computer. Das gibt's doch gar nicht. Was ist denn jetzt los hier? Da ist er. Okay. No, go away. Yes.
Okay, so sorry for yet another delay, but now with a few more minutes I present you Frank Eickhoff, who has studied in Karlsruhe, as far as I know, and has now gone back to Berlin.
Yes.
And will report on Terminal Rasa, Every Music Begins with Silence.
Yes. Hello. Oh, something loud. In case for the people who don't know me, I, like Frank said, I studied media art here in the University for Art and Design, which is in fact the direct neighbor of the ZKM, so I'm not a professional programmer, I'm a so-called media artist. So the title of my lecture is Terminal Rasa, Every Music Begins with Silence, and like you see, every lecture begins with silence too. So, my focus on software developing is not only music. I try a lot of different projects like OpenGL, graphic stuff, video, rendering. So I try a lot of different parts of software developing. And for this lecture, I'll just start. An important question in software development is how can the user interact with the software? What is the concept of the interface? You can analyze the interface problem from two perspectives. So I invent here the word interface problem. The two perspectives are first the perspectives of the developer. The software developer knows the main features of the software. He actually wrote the code, and from that point he can decide which areas of the program should be opened for access for another user. So the other perspective is the perspective of the user self. The user wants an interface with special features. He has a special intention of what he wants to do with the software. And because we are dealing with audio software here, we have the question, what should the program sound like? And if the software for live performance should have features like an instrument, what features does an acoustic instrument have, and what features should a computer music instrument have? So I'm trying here the combination of music with a machine from the perspective of the developer and the user, which are actually two parts of the two views on the same problem. So the first part of my lecture is concerns with music and sound and the special attributes of acoustic instruments and the features of an average personal computer. And the second part, I want to present a little software project of mine, which is called FUI. It is an audio software for a sequencer for playing samples and doing some effect stuff. So, the interface problem is a very important aspect in audio software development. The interface of a machine is not the device itself, but rather the parts of the machine which are used for interaction and exchange. The area between the inner and the outer world of the machine. The interface problem is the problem of interaction between human and machine. So, more like a definition of the interface problem. For an instrument, it is the area between sound production and sound modulation. Sound is produced through specific methods of physical phenomena. These methods of sound production can be controlled through